Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, now our turn. All those people. Wow. Knew a lot of them. Very, very extremely mega talented people on that montage there, folks. And not all broadcasters, but associated with WPTF in a lot of ways. But it's amazing. Lovely. I love listening to it.
I'm very honored to be put in there, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you should be. You've given 17 years, I think, pretty much. You've been on the show. That's pretty. And you were talking about, I don't know if it was on or off the air, you have not missed. I think it was on the air. You really haven't. I mean, you've always called in at least if you are away from the show, even from the hospital bed. How many people would do that?
It's no different than the usual crazy talk.
Yeah, but it apparently you apparently enjoy it.
Were those good drugs? Oh, they yeah.
He didn't sound drugged up. He had his doctors on at least on one of the occasions. I don't remember what you were in the hospital for the first time. The second time was the heart valve.
Right.
And you sounded pretty spry. In fact, you got out of the hospital that day.
I certainly
did. And
you
had the procedure the day before. It was amazing technology. So we're thankful.
Good health care around here.
Absolutely. We are so lucky. Thankful for our listeners. Love our listeners. And, you know, we want them to be okay. And a lot of sickness going around. I know Wally and Bill Jackson during the Wolfpack broadcast used to talk about people who were friends who were sick, big listeners, big Wolfpackers. So we want all of you to be in good shape. So don't hesitate going to the doctor if you're feeling bad this time of year, because there's a lot of type A flu out there, a lot of bronchitis, a lot of pneumonia.
I hope our friend Rose is doing fine.
Yeah. She sure did sound spry,
yes.
But I don't know. We hope she's going to be okay. She's well into her 80s, I think. Rose Rhodes, one of our wonderful listeners.
Oh, you want to hear
Cliff Joyner has to say. Good morning, Cliff.
Life is the flower for which love is the honey.
Life is the flower for which
love is the honey.
That's apropos Valentine's weekend. Yeah.
Well, Victor Hugo really said that, but we're going to attribute that to Cliff Joyner.
Cliff just comes up with masters.
Yeah.
Every time he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
My good friend from Nashville. Not Tennessee, folks. It's the real Nashville, North Carolina.
Fine place.
Absolutely.
Famous people there. Mike Rayleigh.
Well, I'm not famous, but I'll tell you, there several United States congressmen, our former governor, Roy Cooper. It's Cooper, folks. Cooper, not Cooper.
Cooper.
I'm guilty of saying it, too. I just people would say after a newscast, somebody, no, it's Cooper. People would call. I said, no, it's Cooper. And he finally said toward the end of his time in office that you guys been calling me the wrong name. It's Cooper. And, you know, my wife is from Chatham County, and the people with C-O-O-P-E-R, Coopers. They make the barrels? Coopers in the olden days, is that where the name comes from? The Cooper?
Yep.
They are Coopers, not Coopers, at least in our realm.
Mm. So what kind of barrels were those, Cooper?
I don't know. I think the Coopers, the blacksmith made the metal, the Coopers made, I guess it was the barrels or
the wooden barrels?
Barrel makers, honey, booze.
The wine, the whiskey barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm right. I'm sure somebody will tell me if I'm wrong, and that's fine. That's fine. We want to be right. We want to learn. And you can do a lot of that on this show. When we, even if we don't stay on topic, you can still learn about things. But we've talked a lot this morning about camellias and edgeware, and we started out the show talking about things that had have started blooming, things that we associate with late winter and early spring that seem to be starting to bloom earlier and earlier. Every year, even though we had a very cool January and have had a lot of cold weather in February and more to come, this is a little more typical of winter than we've had in some years and past many years, as a matter of fact. We'll have a little cold spell, real cold spell, but we've had consistent cold this year, I think.
Is it a little bit, I meant to ask Phil, you know, at your party, she gave everybody that came by a little bag of bulbs. And I still think that if the bulbs have been out and got frozen a little bit, chilled, they're going to be all right.
Yep, I think so.
And even if they don't, I tell people, get them in the ground, they'll come up next year.
I think
Don't let a bulb waste.
Yeah, I think they need some chilling time. But, I certainly don't waste them.
No, of course. Put them in the ground.
Well, I like that. Rufus and I were talking about how he's discovered a new way to plant bulbs. And I thought that was kind of
He's got him a battery-operated auger.
Yes,
six-inch auger. And I'm thinking, you know, a cordless drill to put a spike on it or, you know, to a little core. He's planting 6 to 8 bulbs in one area, which is a great idea.
You're looking for excuses to plant bulbs, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that auger. Well, I let Palmer use the auger, and I hand him the 6 bulbs.
Well, who is it makes this auger?
Well, I got it at Agro Supply.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the...
But it's battery operated.
Battery operated. It was very inexpensive. It wasn't even $200.
Next time we're at J.E. Womble, we'll have to see if they've got one. I bet they do.
Now, this drill, that's another thing, though. That's
Well, I was explaining that you can make your own bulb planter. You take, you know, one of those spikes that has a triangle at the top for you screw it in the ground for the dogs to, you hook a dog leash to it. Well, if you cut that triangle off and then you can take that and put it into your drill, you know, a cordless drill, and it will do the same thing as a bulb planter. It goes down and you just drive it in the ground and pull it up.
Corkscrew.
Yeah, it's a corkscrew. Yeah. It screws it in the ground. And you just pull it straight up and you drop your bulb in there. It gets you the depth you need, and then you can just
stay away from roots, though.
It'll
jerk you down.
It certainly will. Yeah, you just don't let it take it all. You know, go slow.
Yeah,
but
I've learned to go even slower sometimes with the root area, sort of slanted.
Mm, oh yeah,
the auger.
Yeah, that's right. And they sell a bulb plant screw as well. You can buy them.
Yeah.
Attachments
For a drill.
For a drill.
But, you know, make your own. That's what I do. Just cheap.
Yeah. Well, I'm amazed by the technology that we see it every time we go to J.E. Womble. The technology, especially the battery operated tools that we have now for the landscape.
Now, you never would dream that a battery would allow you to do any kind of job that's going to take a little while. Well, that's nothing for a chainsaw now.
I know, and you can buy the really small, I mean, basically handheld chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
That pruner, you're talking about pruning?
Yeah.
I love that boy.
you got to have you some oil on hand to go along. But
now you've got the Milwaukee.
Self-feeding.
Milwaukee is self-feeding, but still is not. But just a little, carry a little squirt bottle in your back pocket. Yeah. Oh, I love that little boy.
Well, they have this one for pruning blueberries, and the battery pack is in a vest, and you wear it on your back. But it's got an arm about 24 inches long.
Wow, that's sophisticated.
And you reach down there and you pull the trigger, and it just it's like that. And you got to be careful if you get one short.
Yeah, you'll lose a finger.
Exactly, because it'll take your finger off just as easy as it'll take that shrub
off.
Or
as my Uncle Russell used to say, a finger.
Yeah, but they're pretty nice, and they're starting to get multiples. You're talking about a steel chainsaw, little handheld chainsaw. I actually purchased one. I actually took it back. I didn't like it very well because it would hang up real easy without...
you're doing something wrong, man.
Yeah. No. It would stop. It would stop. Whenever you'd start cutting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I believe you got the wrong brand.
Yeah, I must. Well.
We won't say it here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk. We're going to take a break and then come. Did we just lost Mary Ann. Where'd you go, Mary Ann? We were going to talk to you. Call back during the break and we'll talk to you. 919-860-9783. Boy, we're quickly running out of time here on The Weekend Gardener. All right, 10:24 WPTF time. Mike Rayley here along with Rufus Edmonston and Mart Bumgardner, who is an extension agent in Orange County. We will talk among ourselves and we'll talk to her after the break. She may have had to step aside or something. Maybe she's washing dishes, and we've had people call up doing all kinds of things. Sometimes a lot of racket in the background. There may be outside. She's probably not outside this morning.
Or in a hospital room.
Well, that's right. We have had people from not only Rufus. We've had other people over the years call from their sick bed.
Yeah.
So we were talking off the air and on the air about all of the marvels, about all of the marvels of technology that we have with everything's battery operated. You can't use the battery operated stuff for some things.
Yeah, but some things you just don't have the power. It just yeah. you, it, it doesn't have the staying power. The long term, you know, maybe temporarily it'll work, but
right, you'd have to carry some extra batteries with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But it's amazing how much that has improved the years. A lot more horsepower.
I've seen
for blowers, for instance.
Well, battery powered mowers, lawn mowers. You know, I'm talking not push mowers.
Right.
I'm talking ride-on mowers.
Oh, now I haven't encountered one of those. J.E. Wumble probably has one.
I'm sure.
But they have a lot of, you know, there are a lot of the makers, steel included, Toro, all of the big makers that have the at least the push mowers.
Right. Well, I know that where we do scouts, I'm an assistant scoutmaster at Christ the King in Raleigh. Or carry rather, but the maintenance guy has a lawnmower that it's a ride-on lawnmower and zero turn that uses batteries.
Wow! What kind of battery? I mean, that's
it's a big 40 amp, a rechargeable.
Yeah,
I think it uses two
approaching
40,
the automobiles.
Yeah, deep cycle batteries.
Man, yeah. Wonder how long it takes to charge it.
I don't know. I've got a 40 amp DeWalt. A battery that takes probably about 3 hours to charge, not long, but you know I use it for a hedge trimmer and let's see what else and a blower, also a blower.
Huh.
So it just slips in there and it takes about 3 hours. I've got two batteries and recharge it, but if I'm going to do a lot of blowing, you know, I put on my gas powered backpack blower.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in my neighborhood seems to have except for me, has a backpack blower, which is really something.
Yeah.
It's a very manly thing, I guess, to have a backpack blower, but I do not have one.
But you have a blower.
I have, I love having a blower. I have a steel blower, but battery, mm-hmm. It's battery operated.
And it's handheld.
Yes, handheld. It's got plenty of power.
Yeah. So, I don't know how big of a yard you blow leaves with.
You know, quarter acre, just typical in town type thing.
Right, right.
So I don't really have that much. I don't have that many things to blow out of the way. Pine straw and leaves, mm-hmm. But I usually blow the leaves. I don't blow them out to the street. I blow them back into
that's good.
Natural
Leave
areas.
The leaves.
Leave
that's
the
right.
leaves. And Ann right. Clapp said that so many times. All right, we're going to take a break, and I don't know if. We're going to go to, after the break here, we're going to go to J.C. Knowles.
Oh, wonderful.
The head of the CIA. And we'll find out what J.C.'s up to. We're always glad to see J.C. I didn't get a chance. There was so much going on. And, of course, he was the center of attention, as he always is, at the Chitlin' Club. I didn't get a chance to talk to him at the Chitlin' Club. But I talked to his stand-up. Because his stand-up was in a back room there. They finally brought it out and put it up. But I talked to his stand-up for a couple of minutes, and he had a lot to say, too.
Absolutely.
The stand-up told some good jokes, even. So, more of the Weekend Gardener. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. Ten 10:32 on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Mark Bumgardner, Lieutenant Colonel retired. Spent some time at Bragg, didn't you?
Yeah, I certainly did. Yes, yeah. 3 years.
Fort Bragg, and we're going to talk to J.C. Knowles here in a couple of minutes. J.C. was the master chef down there.
Okay.
Yeah. J.C. has done just about everything.
Well, they've had some really great contests for chefs when I was there. I remember that. Our dining facility actually had competition and did really well.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure J.C. did well. You know, all of the problems you can have with a car, a lot of technology in cars now. So you want to make sure that you don't have problems. I feel so sorry for people when they're stuck on the road, not just a flat tire, but you know all kinds of problems can happen and leave you hanging out there in the night and during the daytime, cars flying by. So it's not the kind of situation you want to be in. The best thing you can do is go to King's Auto Service and get a checkup. and make sure that the belts and hoses and your tires and brakes and all of that stuff are in good shape. If not, they can get them in good shape. And they can do maintenance just like your doctor, preventive maintenance. It's basically what your doctor is doing at those physicals to make sure that you're okay, and if not, take care of it. And Dean Bailey and all the folks at King's Auto Service can do that for your vehicle. If you have a, we talked a lot about batteries this morning. If you have a hybrid vehicle, the certified hybrid technicians at King's can diagnose, give you available options for a high voltage battery pack replacement if you need one. And that will happen at some point if you keep your car. And the King's folks are located pretty much where they have been for decades in downtown Raleigh, 1039 Northwest Street. State-of-the-art facility, extremely well-trained staff, some of the smartest people I know, Dean at the top of that. But they have been in business. Dean it took this over. His uncle started this in 1946, so it's quite an operation. King's Auto Service. Go to King's Auto Service, Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh. It's 1039, is number, on West Street. KingAutomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Okay, well, we, JC, sorry. I don't know what happened with the phone. Yeah, okay.
Well, we lost France, Mary Ann, too.
Yeah.
Well, JC, you did a fantastic job at the club. The great one here is so very proud of you. You were at your height. You elevated the club to something that everybody once wanted to be in, and now everyone wants to be in it. So thank you very, very much, and may you live long and very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. What's JC, 96, 97 now?
97, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry about that, JC. We just see we have gremlins occasionally pop up and all this electronic stuff. So we do apologize.
We've been talking too much about electric equipment.
I think we've been talking too much about batteries, but you know, we certainly wanted to hear from JC and from Mary Ann and the two of the people we missed, and we'd been doing well this morning. So, but that does happen. All right. So I won't give the phone number since we can't talk to folks on the phone. Somebody's going to try to ring. I don't know if Joel, is that you? You calling yourself? He's trying to work on it. So we got a producer who's also a techie. So he's in there playing with the stuff. But at any rate. Do you always wear suspenders?
I try to.
You know, Justin Wilson, the old Cajun comedian.
Justin, yes.
He in real life, before he did the comedian stuff, was a safety engineer. So he would go inspect businesses, so forth, whatever he did. But he said that's why he wore a belt and suspenders.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Redundancy.
Yeah. I mean, the engineer, Dick Hill, who was on duty my first night at WPTF, because I was producing Sportsline and Openline, he told me to always have a backup.
Yep.
And that has followed me through life, because I've spent most of my life here. And it serves you well, especially in this business.
Certainly does, I tell you. Well, the reason I started wearing suspenders is when I bent over, I didn't want to show my behind.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay.
Well, a lot of people wear them to keep their pants up, Martin.
That's right.
You know,
people have different reasons, but I was just wondering. Yeah. You don't wear a belt too?
Like I do this? Wear a belt.
Okay,
yeah.
So you got belt and
that's right.
So that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, you were in the military. You know about
Absolutely.
Redundancy.
That's right. Certainly do.
Oh yes. My. Well, I hope that folks will get out and do a little work. Are you going to have Palmer your assistant
well, not,
out today?
I think we're sort of finished for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do a little.
Because there's going to be some rain.
A little something myself.
Yeah. Late this afternoon.
Well, I was out walking the dogs yesterday out in the backyard, and I looked across and recognized that I thought I'd already pruned my blackberries. And I realized that the floricane was still on the fence. And so that means I got to go and cut that out. Because you can tell the difference between the stems. And your first year you have what's called primacane. That's the primary cane. And then it won't produce blackberries. And so the second year, that primacane will change into floricane. And that's what the berries are produced on. But after it produces the berries, then it dies. That floricane dies, and so you got to go cut it out. And I realized I hadn't done it yet, so that's a project I've got to do. And got to prune blueberries, and I've got a couple muscadines that got to be pruned. I just hadn't got around to. It's kind of like the painter's house, you know. Painter never gets his house painted because he's doing everybody else's.
Yeah, I mean, is there a technique that you use for pruning these vines, the grapevines?
Yes, it is.
Questions occasionally, yeah. Not as many as we used to about grapevines.
Well, usually we've talked about muscadines are there's a disease that's called Pierce's disease, and so a lot of bunch grapes will succumb to that. And the reason for that is we just don't get cold enough to kill the disease. And so, but muscadines are resistant to it. And so that's why muscadines do so well in our area.
I mean, I think the oldest one in the world, or at least the oldest one in the country, is down at Manio.
Okay.
Yeah. Vine. It's huge.
Yeah, but so the where it comes out of the ground and it gets up onto the wire, that's called the cordon. And what I do is I count the buds. You don't count the bud that's right next to the actual cordon, but you go out three buds, and then you trim it off. And so what happens is, so you're only talking about 3 inches. Is about how long that it's called a spur. That spur is about 3 inches long. And so it's got three buds on it, and then each one of those buds, it'll pop out on both sides of each one of those buds a green stem. And that's where your muscadines will actually be produced upon. So it's the closer you can get to the cordon, and the cordon is the one that goes across the wire that you run left and right down the wire. And so it's you want a lot of people they want to they have a tendency they want to twist the cordon around the wire, but the wire is actually needs to be underneath supporting the vine itself. And so you tie the vine on top of the wire. And just kind of let it rest. You don't want to wrap it. And then you have those spurs that pop out. That's where you get a lot of muscadines. Muscadines love to be pruned. And so the more you prune them, the better they produce. And there was one gentleman in Orange County that I went out to help him. And I told him last year, I said, hey, if you call me in January, I'll come out and I'll show you how to prune these things. And he did. He called me and I went out there and he never pruned them hard like I pruned them. He said, man, I didn't realize you're gonna really cut it down and prune it so hard. But we did that. We pruned it up, and he had a really. I told him, I said, next year you call me and you tell me how successful you were with your muscadines.
Well, you should get him to have a pruning demonstration over there, because they are, as I said, very popular with folks. All right, well, we shall return. You know, I'm just looking at these spots on this computer, commercials, and they've got the person who voices them, and they got R-A-I-L-E-Y, which is supposed to be my name, but it's spelled incorrectly. You would think after 50 years.
That's AI for you.
50 years that somebody would spell my name right. All right, we'll be back. No respect. Hey, you know, we didn't... We having phone problems. We couldn't have JC on, but Rufus has been reading from a book that JC compiled and I guess wrote.
Oh, and, yeah,
some,
yeah.
Some of JC's sayings. I don't know who came up with these, but JC has compiled this. Could you read a few of them?
Yeah.
Great one.
Well, let's see. We had here. Golly, I've lost.
I don't know what you did to this book. But it looks like something was made with the Constitution back in the 1700s. Some parchment.
I think I messed up. I messed up because I can't even open the pages. It's so stuck together.
But did you drop some Cairo syrup on this book? Or
Well,
you were just reading some from it. Did you lose your place?
I lost my place. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that that will come out of the carpet. My mother taught me logic because I said so. That's why. My mother taught me irony. Keep laughing and I'll give you something to cry about. Now.
Yeah.
This is.
What was that about the voices in the head? Your voice in the head?
Don't worry about the voices in the head. Part of it may be true.
Well, JC, we're stealing some of your material this morning. I'm glad you found that in your book, but I don't know what you have done to it. We've got to find you another copy.
I like the one that he said earlier that I may agree with you, and then we'd both be wrong.
Yeah, if I agree with you, we'll both be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, right here, what about these two guys were fishing, what I've been talking about. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to divorce my wife. She hasn't spoken to me in 3 weeks. And the man said, well, I don't know about that. That's a woman like that might be hard to find.
Oh, man. Well, JC ended our meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago it's 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? He ended that with several jokes. I mean,
he
just kept them coming. Yeah.
Never slap a man who's chewing tobacco.
Oh, I guarantee you don't want to do that. Or dipping snuff.
Ooh.
Never kick a cow chip on a hot day.
I married a dairy farmer's daughter. That's one of the first things she told me.
There are two theories to arguing with a woman. Neither works. Never miss a good chance to shut up. I like that.
Yeah.
Always drink upstream of the herd. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Okay, that we need that. The quickest way to double your money is to fold it and put it in your pocket.
That's right. Or do like the mafia does, have a rubber band, big rubber
good,
band.
Good
around.
Judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment.
Yeah. Amen. Wow.
Well, this is JC's book that I just ran across.
He is a Renaissance man. He knows a lot of different things. JC, we're speaking for you since we couldn't get you on the air this morning. So
here's a good one: being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable.
It can be.
It can be.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got over the hill without going over the top.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So at any rate, let's we've done a little bit with pruning. If you I've mentioned earlier in the show, if you have fescue, and that's the only type of lawn grass you should be concerned with right now, the warm season grasses, you don't want to do anything to them. But you can get out and maybe this morning before it starts raining. Or maybe you could do it early in the week. You could fertilize because the Extension Service has always told us Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and around Valentine's Day are the best times to fertilize fescue. And for Valentine's Day, you don't want a lot of fertilizer. You want a lower rate of fertilizer for this. So fertilize lightly. So meaning
and we also want to encourage you to soil sample as well. So that
it's
you know
a good
exactly
idea to,
what you're what you need to apply. But again, the soil samples, I think it's about a 2 week turnaround right now. Mm-hmm. Soil samples become free starting April 1st.
Yeah. A lot of the farmers are doing soil samples this time of year, so they get backed up, so they've started charging, but it's a very nominal
And so
amount.
If you need to know in about 2 weeks, then you go ahead and pay and get that soil sample submitted. And you can actually submit it yourself. You can actually, if you're close enough to the agronomy lab, you can drop it off on their loading dock with the, you know, and pay right there on the spot. But go ahead and get
that's over just off Blue on Reedy,
it is.
Reedy
it is.
Creek.
Yeah, Reedy Creek
and Raleigh.
And yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, you can do that. That's if you want something to do today.
Yeah.
And we gave Councilman Phil Matthews a lot to do today.
And I'm going
to
do my clover.
You going to?
I'm going to sow some clover today.
Okay.
I don't think it's too early.
You got to go to the store and buy some clover.
Yeah, we're going down to Logan's. They've got some. You can get it out of a box.
All right.
Yeah, it's you. How do you pay for that? It's
yeah,
based
pound.
On the pound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's raw seed. You can usually get white coral seeds from the local hardwares, independent hardwares. You won't find white corals at somewhere like Lowe's or Home Depot. But you'll find it at a like Ace Hardware or Burke Brothers or
Fine Seed Company.
J.E. Wumble.
Yeah.
All the great hardware stores, especially the older ones. You know, the ones with so much tradition and so many things. You could spend at Burke Brothers or J.E. Wumble, for instance. You could spend hours and hours just going through.
Yeah, I love walking in there and just looking at the old...
the smell.
That's right.
Yeah, it's great. So that's something you can do today. If you have some bulbs that you haven't planted, you can do that.
Yeah, Phil gave everybody that came 2 weeks ago a little bag of
bulbs.
So
mixed bulbs.
Dig them.
If you didn't come, I don't know if we're going to have another anniversary anytime soon, folks. So if you missed that one, I am sorry. If you missed the 40th.
It was a good one.
I hope we have a 50th.
It was a good one.
But that's a long time off. And, it was good. It was good. But there... Anything else we could be pruning besides the fruit trees and the vines?
Most of your trees you can prune those now.
Just don't prune the ones that bloom in the spring.
Oh, that's right. But things like crepe myrtle, you could go ahead and as long as you don't murder them and just top them.
I mean, if there are limbs crossing, for instance,
disease.
If it's just gotten too big, then you planted it in the wrong place.
That's right.
We've enjoyed our time with you this morning. Thank you for coming out, Mark, and Brother Rufus, and thanks to our listeners and callers this morning. We apologize to JC and to Mary Ann, our last two callers. We couldn't get on the air because of some problems with the phone system. So we'll try again next week, and we'll be at the State Farmers Market. You come on out and join us there. We'll be in the market shops, I suppose, and it'll smell good, if nothing else. Yeah. All right, Joel, take care. Thank you, Joel, very much. God love you.